here's a story from The World.
In Myanmar, after nearly 3 months of horrific violence, the country's top general now says he will, quote, immediately stop the killing. Since a military coup on the 1st of February, police and army troops in Myanmar have killed something like 750 civilians there. General Min Aung Hlaing agreed to find a peaceful solution on Saturday when he met with Southeast Asian presidents and prime ministers. The World's Patrick Nguyen in neighboring Bangkok joins us to explain whether this is a breakthrough or something else. Could this be, Patrick, what so many people are waiting for, an end to the violent crackdown?
Well, that would be really great, Marco. Unfortunately, there's just so many reasons to be skeptical. This general, Min Aung Hlaing, is just not the type of person whose word is very credible. I mean, his troops have been shooting women and children. They have launched mortars, explosive shells into crowded neighborhoods, all to suppress a mass uprising, this uprising of people who are resisting the army's takeover of the country. And, you know, they feel that Myanmar has been under bleak army rule for much of its history. Only in the last 10 years did the country move in a brighter direction, holding elections. And now this general is dragging them back in the dark. So he is widely disliked. He will face more resistance on the street. And it's just hard to believe he will all of a sudden sit back and tolerate it and not use violence against people.
The development does seem kind of surprising. Political leaders in Southeast Asia have long preached the idea of non-intervention. Why do you think they're now calling for an end to the killing in Myanmar? And why do you think the general publicly agreed to do that?
Yeah, they would certainly like to see an end to the killing. As for why the general, Min Aung Hlaing, would agree to this, I mean, he may feel he needs to do something to offset all the international condemnation that he's feeling. He did make this agreement at that big ASEAN meeting on Saturday. So you've got Indonesia, Vietnam, Thailand, the Philippines, all the major countries in the region are there. And, you know, if he's going to negotiate or play nice with any foreign countries, he'd probably rather do it with his neighbors as opposed to the UN or the EU or the US, where many officials think very poorly of him. But Marco, like even Myanmar's neighbors, I mean, they've been reluctant to say that he's now the legit leader of the country just because he staged a coup. He's really quite a radioactive presence, even in Southeast Asian countries. I mean, some of the leaders of these countries are also running undemocratic regimes. Even they seem leery of him. And bottom line, if he breaks his word and slaughters more civilians, as he's been doing, there's nothing much they can do to punish him.
Patrick, you've been following the Myanmar story closely since the coup there on February 1st. How much of an impact do you think these pronouncements over the weekend will actually have inside Myanmar?
If we want to be optimistic, maybe in the short term, hopefully the troops will stop terrorizing the population. The other factor is General Min Aung Hlaing did just agree to let foreign envoys come in. That's new. Foreign envoys who will meet with all sides and start dialogue with, quote, all sides. That would almost have to mean the elected government that he wiped out with his coup. But they're now in hiding or locked up. Aung San Suu Kyi, the elected leader, she is detained, and I've been told by one of her confidants that she may be in such isolation she doesn't even know what's happening. So I suppose there's a chance that they would be able to come out of hiding or prison and talk, but it is hard to imagine the military, after doing all this, exacting all this violence, just returning to the barracks like nothing happened. On the other hand, they are now so despised by the people to govern the country effectively, so there's no easy solutions on the horizon.
Patrick Nguyen, based in Bangkok, is the world's Southeast Asia correspondent. Patrick, thanks as always.
Thanks, Marco.